Now will you listen here to verse 22. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. And when he says he's been much hindered, you can be sure one thing. It was much hindered. He had many roadblocks put up. You know, the very interesting thing today is that a great many Christians get enamored of a faraway place with strange customs, and they neglect the home church. A great many want to go way out yonder to do mission work, and some are called. Paul was called. And the very interesting thing is there are too many Christians today, though, that they like to be told about the strange customs of unusual people way out yonder. And I have a letter from a missionary. I wish I had it before me. Quite interesting. He's one of the most dedicated missionaries I've ever met. He works down in South America among a tribe that has never had the Word of God. He's translating it into the tribe. Went out there and began to live among them. And he said to me, he says, you know, I want to come back and tell the people, get them interested in this work. Because he said, I know that they like to hear about these strange people down here and their strange customs. But he says, maybe the Lord will speak to somebody, want to do something about it. You know, it's quite interesting. I can give you something quite personal in that connection. Right here in Los Angeles, we have in South Los Angeles Bible Training School. Wonderful school. We have difficulty getting support for it. But when we have a missionary that comes from Africa and he tells about his work way out yonder, why, he gets good support. And he ought to, by the way. I'm for him getting good support. But I don't quite understand the viewpoint of a great many people who neglect home base. Now, Paul here is making it clear he had a peculiar ministry. And he wants to take the gospel way out yonder, and he's coming to Rome. He'd never been there. But now he's going to say something unusually strange. Listen to him, verse 23 and 24. But now, having no more place in these parts. Now, there's been a question about what Paul meant. Did Paul mean here that there was no longer an opportunity to preach the gospel in the section of the Roman Empire where he was? Had the doors completely closed to him? Had everyone been saved? Had every nook and cranny been evangelized? Well, in my book, I take the position that the answer is no. I'm not sure that I'm right on all of those questions. I'm of the opinion, since I've been to Turkey and I've seen these seven churches of Asia Minor, did you know that the gospel had sounded out through that entire area? Why? Because Paul and the other apostles and the other witnesses had been faithful. And it had gone out so that everyone, both Jew and Gentile, Dr. Luke says, had heard the gospel. Now, it doesn't mean they'd all turned to Christ, but they'd all heard. Now, Paul's looking for new territory. And he says that he's looking out yonder to the frontier. He says, whensoever I take my journey unto Spain, I'll come to you. Now, what Paul is saying, honestly, Rome is not my destination. I want to go to Spain. He'd come from one end of the Roman Empire, and he wanted now to go to the other end of the Roman Empire. He says, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. Now, what does Paul mean here? Well, Paul means that he was going to come to Rome, but that was not the terminal. He wanted to go farther than Rome. He wanted to pursue this and go all the way to the end of the Roman Empire. Now, the question that I'd like to ask is, did Paul ever go to Spain? We have no record of it, but we had no record of that he had gone to Illyricum. And if he hadn't told us that here, we'd never have known it. But did Paul go to Spain? Did he get up in the rest of the Roman Empire? I think so. And you say, on what basis do you make that statement? Do you have any scripture? Oh, yes, I have scripture. When Paul came to the end of his life, Paul said, I finished my course. He says, I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Now, Paul finished his course. I don't think he could have said that at the end of his life if he hadn't been to Spain, because it was on his itinerary. And when he gets to the end of his life, he says, I finished my course. I touched all the bases. I've been everywhere God intended me to go. And not many of us, I guess, will be able to say, I finished my course. But Paul was able to make that bold statement that he had finished his course.